in your ears.
This is Cliffo and Bronte After Hours. This content is not for little ears. Cliffo and Bronte.
Yeah. Hey, if you listen to After Hours, you're part
of an exclusive little Cliffo and Bronte club.
Oh, welcome. We're going to get jackets soon. I'll get, we'll get some merch.
We'll get matching tattoos.
Yes. Do you want to?
Like the stonemasons, were they, in The Simpsons?
Oh, you know, you conspiracy theorists.
Yeah, man, I'm all about that.
Interesting.
Well, this is stuff that you're not going to get. Like, if you're just one of the people who are lazy and you only listen to us on the radio.
Oh.
I mean, this you've actually had to do something, like download the listener app or something.
No ads, though, at least.
No, well, sometimes they do wedge them in.
Oh,
is
sorry.
Is there no ads?
I don't know.
We don't put any in, but sometimes they're there. No promises. We are a commercial network, guys.
True, true. But yes, like you said, talking things that you haven't heard on the regular radio show, including I was involved in a game of crosswalk chicken.
You were.
Which is not a recipe, but it was very annoying.
Crosswalk chicken.
Crosswalk chicken.
Delicious. Up there with Peking duck. Nice and spicy. Chinese inspired. Crosswalk chicken. Love it. Plus, the What If Top Towns list.
Yeah, it's been revealed.
Has been revealed. And this is always controversial. Like, what are the top towns in Australia? And I'm going to put it out there, the lack of Queensland.
It's upsetting.
Mentions. It is upsetting, guys.
Yeah, we got number two spot, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Happy.
We can do better.
I reckon.
Hang about. All that's coming up. You're part of the club.
Welcome.
The Cliffo and Bronte After Hours Club. Matching tattoos Sunday, I vote for. See you there, guys.
The top 10 best towns in Australia have been revealed. This comes out every year from What If, and they kind of put together this list based on reviews, recommendations, and also like the amount of travel they see happening to these places.
What If is like, yeah, accommodation and travel
bookings,
stuff.
Bookings, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And a town has come out that has topped the list that I believe both you and I have been to. And I think we're both in agreement that it's a little weird that it's number one, but whatever. Number one for the top 10 town in Australia, Albury.
Albury Wodonga.
Yeah, on the border.
I haven't actually been, but a very close friend lived there for a period of time.
Yep.
And just told me there wasn't much going on. Like, no offense if you're in Albury and listening right now, but
that's
just what I was told.
I've only been there once or twice because I lived in Wagga Wagga, which is near, like, to go to the big city, you'd go to Albury from
Wagga. Oh, that
is
the saddest thing you have ever said.
Like, trust
when Albury's the big smoke.
I know.
That sounds like in Home and Away or Neighbours or something. Like, oh, I'm going to go to school in the city.
In the big city.
In the big city.
In Albury.
I never say where the city is, but
no.
Going to the city.
I mean, I haven't been back, so I don't know what that says about it, but.
Everything, I think.
Number two on the list. Surely you've been here. I haven't. Bundaberg.
Yeah, I've been through Bundy.
Do you reckon it's the
gorgeous.
Second best town in Australia?
I think it's better than bloody Albury.
And then Toowoomba is the only other Queensland town coming in at number seven.
Gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Yes.
Only two
Queensland. The rest are Orange in New South Wales, a couple of towns in Victoria, Ballarat. And then New Norfolk in Tasmania is number three.
Nah, too cold.
Yeah, too cold.
Gold Coast is like sitting there with its fake tan and its fake lips going, what do we got
to
do?
What do we have to do, guys?
What do we have to do, guys? Do you ever cook a dinner and then with the leftovers try and rework them into a completely different meal the following day?
I don't. Only because there's very rarely leftovers with my dinner.
Aha.
But you cook for more people.
I cook for a family of four, mate.
Yeah.
And I first got onto this a few years ago when Jamie Oliver released a book called Save with Jamie, which I would recommend to anyone because he cooks up something like at the start of the chapter called the mothership.
Oh.
So he'll cook like a large roast lamb or like a large chook or something like that, right? So that's the first recipe. And then the following 10 recipes or so are things to do with the leftovers.
Oh, that's very clever.
So you could make, like, use chicken, for example. You could make a chicken pie or chicken pizza or a chicken paella or, you know, chicken pasta. Like, they're all completely different things.
God, I'm hungry now.
And thank you. And I think this week we've done one of the best.
What'd you do?
So this is back to the start of the week. So Sunday night, my wife cooked up a beautiful baked dinner. Mm. She did the lamb, the slow-cooked lamb leg and all that, which we had with the taters and the corn and the gravy and that. Mm. Very traditional baked dinner on Sunday. All right. Monday night, it was my turn to cook. What I've done is make... I don't want to think of a good name for this because all the best recipes have a good name.
Okay. Oh, this is going to be an OG.
I've made Greek lamb and feta pita pockets with the leftovers. So what we've done is we bought pita bread, the best bread.
Yum.
Hollowed it out, put like a garlic, like a yogurty, garlicky mix in there as like the sauce, put some feta cheese in there. Little bit of lettuce, tomato, and then the leftover Greek lamb. Langers, Bronte Langbrook, chef's kisses all round.
Well done.
Is that not the best use of leftovers?
Is there a little competition between you and Mish then? Like she obviously started it by cooking the lamb, but then you were like, hey, great job, babe, but like...
I'm looking forward to her lamb rogue and Josh later on tonight.
Producer Alicia in studio to relay to us some off-the-cuff comments and things we don't remember saying, and we have to guess who and in what context these things were said.
Mm. Well, sometimes you remember what they are. Mm. And those weeks you like the game.
Well, that's only that was 1 week, last week when it was two days.
Shows, yeah.
Do you like that when we're doing poorly, we criticise the game?
Absolutely.
Like it's never our fault.
Why would we know that?
It's always the game. It's always Alicia's fault when we don't do well.
Everything's
but when we
fault.
Do well, great game. Love it.
Okay.
So we've got best of three again. Yep. All right. So first quote is, she made me question a few things about myself.
That was Bronte Langbrook.
Yes, about Jessica
discussing
Rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit.
Correct.
From Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Oh, that was good.
Mate, I mean,
good
can
teamwork
you blame
there.
Me?
Yeah.
Good
You're both straight on it.
Love
that's
it.
That's a point each. Yeah, I'll give you both a point for that
each.
One.
I thought we... okay, this is another game where we're... in competition, is it?
Yes, yeah, always.
I always thought we worked together on this game.
No!
It was the one game where we can be united, but no.
Why would
I want that?
Competitive
Langbrook always has to have a pitchfork out.
1 point each.
All right, who said, that's showbiz?
Oh. That's showbiz, baby. Well, it sounds creepy when I say it like that, doesn't it?
No, but it feels like something both of us would say. I don't think I would have said that, though.
I feel like after the Oscars and stuff, I may have said it.
Oh. We're locking in Cliffo?
In relation to the Oscars. Yeah, I'll lock that
in. Yeah, I'll lock in Cliffo.
It was actually Sarah on Can You Beat Bronte after she lost.
Oh, and she said, that's
showbiz. She went, that's showbiz.
What a great thing to say after losing a competition on the radio.
I also have down a quote from her, which was a bit more obvious. Yeah. Any excuse to say doodle.
Doodle. She was the doodle girl.
She was the doodle girl, yeah.
I cannot believe she said, that's showbiz. That's funny.
I mean, if you missed that, go back to the earlier Cliffo and Bronte podcast on this feed, guys. She was good value, Sarah.
She was great.
Now that's showbiz.
All right, one each still. This is it.
Last one. Got to bring those beasts down.
Ooh, that'd be you.
Got to bring those beasts
You're probably talking about Can You Beat Bronte, which is me, the beast.
Oh, yeah, bring the beast
her.
Down. Yeah, okay, I'll go with that.
It was beasts in the quote.
Oh.
And it was Cliffo. But you were talking about dinosaurs.
I was too. That's right. Because I said we were interviewing the woman who's going to space.
Yes.
And I said something about how, you know, I dreamed of being a dinosaur hunter. And you were like, hunting dinosaurs? And I was like, gotta bring those beasts down.
Well, they're still around to take down.
Yes. Oh, well, there we go. We tied.
Yeah.
So
well,
I guess.
Look, if Jurassic Park ever becomes a thing, guys, I'm the man you want around.
Not Chris Pratt.
No, me.
I found myself in a weird, like, game of crosswalk chicken the other day, Cliffo. Because if you know me, I like to walk everywhere, if I can. And I live in a, like, where I live is quite close to town. It's close to the shops. It's close to the gym. So if I can walk, I'll walk. But as a result.
It's not like I appreciate you do it. It's not something I relate to.
And producer Alicia got mad at me the other day because she's like, yeah, you walk everywhere. But because you walk everywhere, you're always late. Which is true. Not what I'm going to
good
talk
point,
about here.
Leash.
I know,
good,
I know.
No, I think that's what we should talk about.
No.
Good, funny point, producer Alicia.
I found myself like walking
I was with this person in, like, we started the walk and they were in front of me. And so they kept getting to every crosswalk before me.
Yeah.
And so then I would meet up at the thing. And what was just grinding my gears, they did it three times.
Yeah.
They weren't pressing the button to get you to cross the street.
Yeah.
But then we're also standing beside the thing.
Does the button do anything?
Oh, does it?
I don't know. Sometimes, like, I know, I mean, we're in regional Queensland, so not so much, but sometimes in metro areas like, you press the button, it's going
to
go anyway.
You
like,
don't
the little
even
green
need
man's
to.
Coming anyway.
Yeah, in Sydney and things, I know they're actually blocked off. You can't, but I'm pretty sure in regional Queensland, they're not automated.
They do something.
Because there was a few times where we didn't get what I knew would have been a green Walkman thing because he hadn't pressed the button. And so then I had to do this.
You wait.
This awkward, like, kind of run walk to get in front of him for the fourth one so that I could be there at the front and push the button.
I mean, this is the kind of thing rich and famous people don't have to worry about. They employ someone to walk
get
ahead.
Chauffeurs.
Make the green button.
Where were you?
The green man there, yeah. Big one on the actual radio show on the regular Monday to Friday podcast earlier this week. We put it out there. Who didn't make it to the hospital in time? Probably to have a baby. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Was the calls we would get. There's lots of things you might not make it to the hospital in time for.
But a baby is, I mean, if you want to be at hospital for something in particular, I imagine it's having a baby.
A Brisbane woman by the name of Courtney, 15 minutes out from the Mater Hospital in Brisbane, pop, baby was born. Her husband was still driving, didn't even have a chance to pull over.
Oh, my goodness.
Woof. 13, 10, 60, a lot of people relate. Kelly, was it you? Did you not make it to the hospital in time?
Yeah, it's Terry, not Kelly.
Oh, sorry. Definitely says Kelly on my screen. But Terry, what's the story?
So my firstborn, I was at the hospital with my mum and had a partner in for day surgery.
Oh, wow.
My plug broke and I'd been having, like, discomfort all day. So we went down to the labour ward, got checked. They said, no, you're only 2 centimetres. It's your first baby. You won't have her until tomorrow.
Yeah.
So you can go home. Lived about 35 k's away from the hospital.
Oh, God.
So went home. I was at my mum's house for about 15 minutes. My water broke. She then had to come back home and grab me, send me to, like, get me into the hospital. And I gave birth to my first baby in the car park of the emergency room.
Oh, God. So close, but so far away, Kelly. I mean, good news is we can hear a baby in the background there.
Yeah.
So all's well that ends well.
I reckon.
Chris is here. Who didn't make it to the hospital in time, Chris?
My son didn't make it.
Oh.
What happened?
He was born in the back of our car in the driveway.
You didn't make it out of the driveway.
My wife was in labour most of the night, sitting on one of those pump-up gym balls and that, and the hospital said, wait until you're really, really ready. And we rang in the morning, and the nurse didn't believe me when I told her she's ready, and she said, give the phone to your wife, and all my wife could do was grunt because she was bearing down. And so we got out the back door, got to the car, and she says, I'm not going to make it. I said, no, we're going now. And she says, no, he's here. And looked down, and she's holding his head between her legs.
And he's
on his way, and we had her sitting on the back seat of the car. Luckily, it was a Ford. He ended up with a classy name called Leon Ford, not Leon Mitsubishi or something.
Should get Fords for the rest of his life.
I'm imagining Chris there going, no, not on the leather seats. Not on the leather seats. Sean's here. Sean, who didn't make it to the hospital in time?
My wife.
Oh, God, did you have to deliver your own?
Yes.
Oh, my God, that's a nightmare, mate.
What happened? Why didn't you make it?
So we woke up one morning, my wife didn't feel right, and about 15 minutes later, in the ensuite.
No.
And then I rang 000.
Yeah.
And they like, so can you just, like, have a look? And so I had a look, and I'm like, there's a head.
There's a A head.
There's a head.
That's something you notice, isn't it?
Oh,
when there's a head.
Where there is not normally a head.
No, I don't remember that being there.
That was the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.